June 1930.
It doesn't make any sense to me at all. What's light work? Doing the weighbridge? I could manage that. When you come home and go off doing gardening jobs, you dig, don't you? That's not light work, digging. You want to talk to the under-manager about getting taken off light work. And what happens if you get a bad back doing gardening? You won't get compensation, you know. Not for casual work. There's never any overtime on the weighbridge, is there? You should show them that you can manage proper work. I know you don't like asking, but we need the money. Well, you could ask.
The doctor lays down what I can do. Nothing can move him. And keep your mouth shut about gardening.
Mum, I'm home.
There's a pie out for you and some pickles.
Did timbering this evening, Dad. Stresses and strains.
Who taught you tonight, Harold? Anyone we know?
Oh, no, he was from Worsett, Maine. He's good, though. He knows Alan Brough.
Mr. Brough. If he's to be your deputy down the pit, Harold, you must treat him with proper respect.
He doesn't mind.
Well, he should. I've never heard of any deputy allowing an apprentice to call him by his Christian name. It's not right.
Yes, Mum.
Your father would never think of calling Mr. Brough anything but Mr. Brough.
No, Mum.
Eat your supper.
Is this a pie I made?
I don't put labels on them, Harold.
But it could be.
Get on with it. You have to be up early for school.
Your pies are famous, Mum. That's how people know me. I'm the son of the woman who makes Mrs. Ransom's pies, they say. She makes lovely pies.
She's the cat's mother. And don't call your mother a woman.
He's only repeating what he's heard folks say.
Sorry, Mum. Can I grind the meat up tomorrow?
If you behave yourself. Now be quiet. Your father wants to listen to the news.
34, 35, 36, 37, 38.
Any more I haven't seen, Mum?
Did you count the batch in the oven?
I think so. Yeah, they were the first I counted. It must be 38.
Must be isn't is, is it? I must know exactly. Count them again and concentrate, Harold. I've got customers.
How many's in the oven?
A dozen. Morning.
It's 12.
Morning, Mrs. Ransom. 14, two pies, love. 15, one hot, one cold.
That's tenpence, Mr. Haywood.
Hello, young Harold. 21, when do you start work down at Pitt?
23. Don't want to forget the number 23. It's today, Mr. Haywood. I'm off in a minute.
Are you walking in with your dad, eh? Hey, you'd be able to go in together.
Oh, I'm lost now. I can't remember who's I've counted and who's I haven't. Yeah, Mr. Haywood, I'll be going in with my dad. I'm starting today with Mr. Brough. He's my deputy.
He's all right, he's Brough. And work hard, young Harold. Make your mum and dad proud on you. Ta-ra.
Ta-ra. I'm going to be late if I don't watch it. Where's my dad?
He's gone in early.
Oh. Would you mind if I go now, Mum? I still think it's 38, but only think.
Go on, then. There's your break. Oh. You don't have to guess what it is.
Thanks, Mum. Wish me luck.
It's not luck you'll need down the mine, Harold. Stay away from bad types and troublemakers. Do your job as you're told to do it. No answering back.
Yes, Mum. Can I go now?
You can't wait, can you? Your first day at work and you can't wait.
No, I can't wait. I've been dreaming about this, Mum. I've got a mining job and it's a job for life, they say. Well, that's how I want it. I'll come straight home and tell you all about it.
Now, Harold, while the cap lamp is in your possession, it's your responsibility. I don't want to find you playing games with it, swinging it round your head, knocking it about. Any damage, you'll pay for it. Understand?
Yes, Mr. Brough.
Now, when you get your cap lamp, you tie the belt and battery round your waist. Make it firm. And run the cable up your back and over your left shoulder if you're right-handed, or your right shoulder if you're left-handed. Keeps it out of the road while you're working.
Yeah, Mr. Brough. I remember we did it at night school.
Give this lad a lamp in there.
He'll get no lamp here.
George, what are you doing here? I thought you were on the weighbridge.
No son of mine is going down the pit.
Dad, no!
God, George, the lad's been going to night classes for 3 years. He's got his certificate. The lad's done well.
I've been in 3 rock falls. I'm a cripple, fit for nothing. The only job they'll give me is charity. Well, my son isn't going to end up like that.
But I want to be a man like you. What's the matter with that?
George, you could have spoken up before now. We'll all look fools, you most of all.
That doesn't worry me, no. Go, Harold. There's nothing for you here. It's my right as your father to stop you if I want.
Dad, please! I've got my heart set on it.
Go. Do as you're told. I'll talk to you tonight.
Talk to me? You've never talked to me. You've never talked to anyone but yourself.
You've done a lot of damage there, George. But then you'll have thought of that, won't you? Get back on the weighbridge and keep out of my way for a few weeks.
He never asked my permission. You never asked my permission. My own bloody wife never asked my permission. I was taken for granted. And see where it's got you.
You stupid, stupid man. God help you.
Take my boots off for me.
It's a job I'll never do for you again.
Tell Harold I don't speak to him.
He's gone.
Where to?
I don't know.
Pie for tea, I suppose. That's taken for granted. It's for his own good.
You've taken his only chance away. There's no other work in this place. My only child, and you've driven him out of his own home. I know him, George. He's like you. He won't forgive. We've lost him. That's all there is to it.
He'll be back. He can help you with the pies. He likes playing with pastry, it strikes me. But the pit's not pastry. The pit's only pain.
Bloody old bastard. Doing that to me in front of everyone. Leading me on, deliberately. Never saying a word. I'd never end up like him anyway. He's always been half asleep. Bloody accident-prone old sod. Oh, I hate him. I hate him.
There you are. Watch yourself. You'll get trod on.
Where's this?
Maxton Common. I don't know your face. What are you doing round here?
Oh, I'm just out walking.
Late to be out walking.
Oh, well, I just kept on going until I was lost. I didn't think about it.
Oh, where are you going to sleep?
Oh, I don't know. Up a tree.
Why don't you go home?
I've left home.
Well, go back then. Or have they sold your bed?
I'll never go back. Well, not for a long time. Not till I've shown him.
Oh, you're showing someone, are you?
I've fallen out with my dad. Ooh, he's a right old bugger.
Mine's a right old bugger and all. But I've given up showing him. He never takes a blind bit of notice.
Have you got anything to eat?
No. Hey, come up to the farm, I'll get you something. Yeah, you could dust in the barn if you like.
Won't they mind?
Mind? They won't even see you. The farm's so big they don't know what they've got on it.
Hey, what's the money like?
£13 a year with food and lodging. That's boys' rate. I were on that last year. That's not much, but better than now.
If you're from a pit village, son, why aren't you going down the pit? It's what you get used to. Farming's different to mining, not the same thing at all.
Well, I never fancied going down the pit, sir. I like the open air.
What does your father think?
Oh, well, he's dead, sir.
How old are you?
14. I know I look small, but I am 14, honestly, sir. I can prove it.
I think you better had. We'll write to your mother.
Oh, well, that's fine, sir. She'll have my birth certificate.
You're lucky, turning up on the doorstep like this. The boy had gone down with meningitis, and his family say it's working up here that's done it. You were in the right place at the right time. I should cultivate that if you want to get along with me. I can't stand latecomers or shirkers. You're an opportunist.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find it very useful up here. Know your place, do your work, and you'll get on. You can start tomorrow.
Oh, thanks for giving me a chance, sir. I'll work hard, and I won't let you down, I promise.
Don't stick your neck out. Now bugger off. I'm busy.
Say you're Mr. Perkins. I have to see you.
Oh, are you Tommy's replacement?
Was Tommy the one with meningitis?
Aye. He said it was the wind always whistling in his ears that did it. Now, I'm the fourth Wagner, all right? There's a third Wagner, a second Wagner, and a first Wagner. He's the Wagner in charge.
Where do I sleep?
In here.
And you always lie on other people's beds with your boots on?
It's my bed as well.
But I've always had my own bed.
Well, you'll have to get used to sharing. Once you get in, Don't move, don't wriggle, don't snore, and don't fart, and we'll get on. But Tommy, I said he could read for 20 minutes, or talk if I felt like talking. Remember, I'd like me own bed as well, and I'm the boss here and outside. You look up to me.
Who says?
I have to take care of you. There's some funny customers amongst the cowmen, the shepherds and the labourers, but you find the wagoners are mostly all right. But keep your eye open.
There's nothing to worry about, Harold. Have a good cry tonight and get up in the morning having cleared your mind. This is your home now, and you do things our way.
They'll be your boys' jobs. Bogging up the chickens, helping with the milking, mucking out, thistle spudding, anything that's got no skill. One day they could put you on the plough. Now we plough all year on this farm, never stop. They've 18 horses. We look after them as well as we look after ourselves. Now, what do you know about horses?
Nothing.
Well, everybody knows something about horses.
I mean, nothing useful.
Horses have power and strength, but they're a bit thick, like some people. I'm going to be head wagoner before I've finished, and I'll do it through knowing horses. There's no other way. Do you want to learn?
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, I have to.
Yeah, well, plenty don't these days. Now, we only have 3 kinds of horses here. Shires, Suffolks... and 1 hunter for the trap and riding.
Right.
Now, show me an entire in this lot.
An entire what?
Well, an entire horse, stupid.
They're all entire horses as far as I can see.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Harold, mate. An entire is a stallion that's entire, not a gelding. A complete horse. All right.
Oh.
I see, it's a new language you haven't learned. So keep your ears pricked. And remember, even carting muck has a craft to it.
Same as mining, then. You even taught us how to use a shovel at night school.
What, you went to night school for mining? What the hell are you doing here, then?
Well, I changed my mind. Let's say I didn't like the idea of being in the dark.
Bodkin. We're ploughing Bodkin, Harold.
Right, Bodkin.
Ploughing with 3 horses. 1 in the furrow and 2 on the land is Bodkin. What type of ground are we ploughing, Harold?
Clay.
Strong clay. Why are we ploughing it?
Break it up, kill the weeds, aerate the soil.
Show me the cross aims. Show me the swindle trees. Take the ales.
Take the ales?
The andals, stupid. Come on, have a try.
Won't get it right. Hey! It's not such a strain, is it?
The 2 horses on the land are pulling sideways. You have to counter that. See, my ploughing's not so good today. Over my shoulder, I'm aware of running out. Dog's hind legs and pencil lines on my seams. Oh, don't be confused. Setting your rig is everything, Alan. I didn't set my shear at the proper distance from my coulter, and my wad sticks are all over the place. Drinking. Beware of drinking, Harold. Doesn't go with ploughing. Now, this field has had sheep on it, so I shouldn't be ploughing deeper than 1.5 inches. So that's 1.5 inches for sheep, Harold.
Right.
Keep the dung in the top level. Well, better than night school, eh?
You're a torment, Mr. Perkins.
I love to see a lad learning something.
You better sit down, you ma'am.
What is it, Mr. Grunich?
I wrote to you, Mother, as I said I had to. That was 2 months ago and I hadn't had a reply. So, I did some checking up through a friend. Did you know that your mum and dad weren't in that house anymore?
Not in our house? Well, who says they're not?
Someone went round. There's a different family altogether living there now. Nobody ever mentioned to you that they might be moving away?
No.
So you don't know where they are?
No.
But you do know that your dad's not dead like you told me he was. Why'd you tell me a lie like that?
I'm sorry.
Puts me in a spot. Has something to do with me if you don't get on with your family, is it? But we'll have to find them, or you'll have to.
Yes, Mr. Grunich.
Of course, it might take a while. There's a lot of ploughing work. I can't spare anyone. You'll have to wait till next May before you get a break. When's your birthday?
December. But I am already 14, like I said.
Well, maybe. Don't you need your mother, though? I thought every lad needed his mother.
I'll catch up with her one day.
Well, only you will know if that's enough. We're pleased with you, Harold. Work first, worry second. Go on, hop it.
Thank you, Mr. Grunage.
Come on, Harold. Cut it out. Everyone can hear you. What's up?
Nothing.
Nobody cries about nothing. What did Grunage want?
To say I'm doing all right.
Well, that's enough to make anyone cry, I suppose. Hey. Tell us what's up or stop snivelling. Well, I'm supposed to help, you know. I can't if you don't tell us anything.
I don't have a home anymore. My mum and dad have left our house. I don't know where they've gone.
They'll turn up one day. Think on the bright side, Harold. If you haven't got a home, you can't be homesick. A man's job is his home anyway.
They don't care about me.
I don't have to. You're supposed to be taking care of yourself now.
That doesn't mean they should just forget about me.
Maybe they just got fed up with living there.
No. They liked it. They've moved away, so I can't find them. And I won't. I won't even look. They can rot for all I care. Well, my dad can rot. My mum's all right.
Hey, it's all right you saying that. Both my parents are dead. I miss having someone. In fact, I think you shouldn't say things like that about your father, no matter how hard he is. It's bad luck apart from anything else.
I can't help it, Mr. Perkins.
You can call me Joe from now on.
Thanks, Joe.
Listen, you can look on me as a father if you like.
But you're only 19, Joe.
He's old enough to be your father.
Harrowing this clay after the frost's been at it, it's like crumbling sugar. It's the easiest job you'll get.
Except for shutting up the chickens. I can't stand doing that. Makes me feel like no one at all.
Hey, I have to do it. It's a farm boy's job.
If Grunage wants the chickens shut up, he should do it himself.
Oh, I can see that happening.
It's not a job at all. He should train a dog to do it. They are sheep and cows up, why not chickens?
You want to tell that idea to Grunage. He'd like to hear it. Chickens can't abide dogs, Harold. To them, there's no difference between a farm dog and a fox. And a chicken's always in a panic. Doesn't trust anyone.
It's about time I got some proper jobs to do, that's all.
They've only been here for 5 minutes.
Well, if Grunage tells me to lock the chickens up tonight, I'm going to say no.
Let me be around when you do it. Don't think he knows he's got such a falsy on his property. Hey, here's your chance. Whoa! Ooh! Ooh! Go on. Tell old Grunage he can chase his own chickens. I want to hear you.
Harold! Come over here!
Hope it's not trouble you're in.
Shouldn't be. I haven't done anything wrong.
Hurry up! I haven't got all day! Get in the lorry.
Where are we going?
We have to pick something up near your home. I thought you could go and see what you can find out about your parents.
What, like this? I don't want to go back all dirty.
I've brought you clean clothes. They're under the seat.
I don't need to find out about my parents.
You're a cold-hearted little tyke. If you don't go and find out, I will. By heck, they must have done something to upset you. What was it? Did they cut off your toffee ration?
I've left home. I'm taking care of my son now.
Well, they don't matter anymore. They bring you up, feed you, clothe you, protect you, and then it means nothing. I wouldn't like a son like that.
There's plenty of time for me to find them later on.
If you know what's happening, and you don't.
What do you want?
I used to live here.
Well, you don't live here now.
Well, my mum and dad lived here last.
Was the name Ransom?
That's right.
So you're one of them Ransoms, are you? You didn't take care of this house much.
Yes, we did. We kept it spotless.
Threw you out, did they? Or have you been to Borstal?
No, I'm working. But the post hasn't been arriving. I just wondered if they'd left an address.
No, they haven't.
Oh.
There's been a few people looking for your parents.
Oh, it's a bit of a mix-up of some sort.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What were they running away from? You?
Oh, no, it had nothing to do with me. I'm working now.
You don't know anything about them moving?
Well, as I said, I've been working, you know, far away. You haven't heard anything then?
Your dad left the mine, so he had to leave the house. Someone said he's taken up gardening, working on an estate somewhere. Where your mother went, I don't know.
Oh, she'll have gone with him.
Oh, no. No, she left before that.
Huh. Where did she go?
Your dad didn't even know that. Someone should at least have told you that. I heard she'd done a bunk.
Oh, she'll have gone to stay with me, Gran. They both will have.
That's what's happened. Perhaps your Gran's been poorly. Now, I'm in the middle of my tea. I'll have to close the door.
If you hear anything, will you write to me?
Yes, I'll keep you up to date.
Okay, I'll send you the address.
All right, good luck. Off you go.
I can't remember me granny's address. Will I ever find it? I'll ask me mum's friends.
No, Harold, she just went overnight. No, with or by your leave.
Well, you know your father, Harold. After your mum had gone, he said even less than he usually did, which was never much. Then he packed up and left. Didn't say goodbye to anyone. My own opinion, Harold, is that she left because of you. It just wasn't worth her living with him after you'd gone.
She said to me once, he's flown the nest, and the nest is no longer any use to me.
Mum, where are you?
So, how'd you get on, Harold?
My mum's gone to my granny's near Rotherham. My dad's doing gardening work and looking for a house.
Oh, plenty of information then.
I asked the neighbours.
I'll be able to write to your mum. At your granny's then, eh?
Yeah, I'll get you the address.
Ah, you haven't got it on you.
I'll have it somewhere. What have you got in the back?
Seed corn, Harold. For planting, you know.
God, I'll be glad when this is finished. The horses are paddling in mud. Run up and bring the new horse round, Harold.
Gee again. Come on, gee again.
Gee again, you grit idiot. God, he's a numbskull, this one.
You stupid lug. You think he'll learn by now.
Hold his head. Hold his head. Grab a hold of his ears if you can.
I've got him. Stand still, you gormless thing. It's only thunder. It's only thunder. You'll be all right. There we are.
Hold him until the storm passes. I don't think we can do much more in this. The mud's just getting thicker and thicker.
Steady now. Nothing will hurt this. We'll go home soon, get in the drive, and I'll rub you down.
Grunnage says your parents are in Rotherham.
He should mind his own business for a change.
Well, I shouldn't say that. He's taking a shine to you.
Gently now. He's trembling all over. There. He's safe with me.
Gardening, he said. Same line as you, really. You're in gardening on a big scale. Farming's gardening, isn't it?
How long are we going to stand out here in this blinking rain?
It'll pass. There's no point in us arriving back before time with the sun's starting to shine. We'll wait. Don't let go of that horse's head, Harold. Christ, that must have been close. Did you feel it? Bloody lightning nearly hit the plough. Four horses in hand now, Harold. In Canada, they have 20, and they plough for 24 hours in one line. Then turn and plough 24 hours in the opposite direction. So don't feel hard done by. At least you don't have to sleep out.
They can get up at first speed, can't they?
With a Cambridge roller, they can. It's only a big wheel after all. A bloody charioteers. Romans.
Blowing is plodding, and I like plodding.
And paddling. You can race with the roller. Get it up! Move, you great lumps. Shift yourselves. Tanks going into battle. Charge! Gee again. Bring them round. Lovely. Lovely. Lovely.
They really know what they're doing, these two. They just do it without being asked.
They know when it's time for a break, when it's time to go home. They know when you like them and when you don't like them.
Ace, not a bad job this ploughing.
On a day like this, it's not. Try it in January with an east wind and you'll think different.
But they do it all, don't they? The horses do all the work.
You have to guide them. They have to do what you want them to do.
Would they work for me?
If they trusted you.
How would they know that?
They have a knack of telling.
Oh, they can trust me. I'll get that through to them. It's not like working, is it? Being with horses. Well, these horses. The only horses I had anything to do with were those down the pit. They had hooves covered with green slime. And they brought them up once a year. My dad took me to see them come out. And they let them loose in the field and these big horses rolled on their backs and kicked their legs in the air like babies. Next week they went back down again for another year.
That's cruel. Mining's cruel.
Not a word. Two horses side by side and not a word to each other. They just do it. And do it and do it. That's how I'd like to be. Just do it and be done.
I'm going to try you on your own. Choose your team.
I'd like this one and that one. I've come to know them.
That's a mare and a stallion. After April, I wouldn't let you mix them. You know the names? Bonnie's the mare, Fred's the stallion.
I know the names. I've always known the names. Well, you two, I'm master now. You'll have to do what I say, and when I say it.
You won't find a more docile pair of horses in all Nottinghamshire. They have nature sweeter than thine, Harold.
Arm again, Dad! Arm again, Mum!
Hey! Hold on, hold on!
Arm again, Dad! Arm again, Mum! Come out!
Stop! What the fence are doing?
Faster! Come on, Dad! Faster! Lift your feet up! Mum's catching up with you!
Harold! Stop those horses! You're driving them too hard!
Whoa! Where is it, Mr. Grunage?
Get off that plow.
I haven't finished yet.
You're finished, all right. Listen to those horses. You are a nutcase, son. Perkins never taught you to try and plow at that speed. It's a wood you didn't smash the ring up.
Well, it's light ground and it's dry, and I thought I could get it done quicker and start the next field.
Not with two dead horses, you wouldn't. Now go back to the farm and report to me after your dinner. I'll walk your horses home.
You won't walk my horses home.
Won't I now? Don't you answer me back, lad.
I brought them out and I'll take them back. I'm not having everyone laughing at me.
You should have thought of that before you wrecked this field. Looks like I've let the pigs loose on it. Now go on. Get away from here before I'm tempted to belt you.
You raise your hand to me and I'll tell me... I'll have the law on to you. I know my rights.
There's a law against cruelty to animals as well. We'll have to talk about that if you're to stay on. Your job's in danger, son. Don't say any more. Just bugger off back like I told you, and we'll sort this out later.
Come on, Bonnie. Come on, Fred. You're all right.
Go on, little savage. Get back to the farm.
I'll be back, Mum and Dad. Now you're lathered up, I can love you. I'll plait your manes and I'll plait your tails and I'll wax your hooves and rub you down with whiskey till you shine like two great big stars.
What's got into him, Perkins? The lad's not right.
I think he got carried away with himself.
Oh, and my horses.
It's his first time, Mr. Grunage. He was on his own out there, miles away.
He was screaming at those horses, Perkins. If he'd had a whip, he'd have used it. Did you tell him there's no accelerator pedal on Bonnie and Fred? They've two speeds, dead slow and stop.
He knows that. He knows all a horse is the time he spends in a stable.
There's something up with our Harold. I know what it is, and I should think you do as well. But he must not take it out on the beasts. It's none on, I won't have it.
Well, he knows that now, Mr. Grunage. I don't think it'll happen again. Things haven't been easy for him.
Some parents, they need shooting.
I have to apologise, Mum and Dad. Don't be frightened. Let me come near. It'll never happen again. Me word on it. That's all over now.
Hello, Harold.
They don't like me now. All I get's the whites of their eyes.
You can't blame them, can you?
Look, it's only a joke.
A joke? I've got to go and plough that field all over again tomorrow.
Oh!
You've messed up my chances, Harold. Put me back a year in Grunage's books, you little bastard. I'll beat the daylights out of it.
Don't fight near the horses, they'll trample me.
I've been working on this bloody farm for 3 years. Things are just starting to go my way when you come along and ruin everything.
Oh, don't! Stop fly-hacking!
I couldn't care less if they're trampling you to death, you stupid, selfish little sod. Who do you think you are? Something special? You're not.
All right, all right!
Come out of there. I want another swing at you.
I'm staying between these two. You taught me, Joe. If the horse is going to start kicking, you get close to it. You're out of control.
Don't you come anywhere near our bed tonight. You can sleep in the mitten for all I care. It's where you belong, kid boy.
Well, it's better than being a bloody yokel.
Why don't you go back to where you belong? Go and eat bloody coal.
Because I can plough better than you. And I can mine better than you could. I'm not thick, you see? I'm not thick at all.
I've never known such a bloody lad for crying.
Can't help it. Do you think I want to wake you from the likes of you?
You deserved it. And I don't regret hitting you.
I didn't hurt.
I'll remember that next time you need a beating, Harold. And I'll leave you to sort yourself out. Well, don't be too long about it.
What am I going to do?
Gently now, son. Gently. Don't cry anymore.
They brought us out of the darkness once a year.
Didn't mean to push you too hard.
Don't lie anymore. Make us proud of you.
They broke my back, crushed me ribs and smashed me hip bone, Harold. But I can still work. Treat me right and I can still work.
Gently, Harold. Gently.
Don't grip the hills too tight. Don't force the furrow. Bring your big wheel up for deeper down, Dad. The breast of thy plough, the hymn says, glitters like an angel's wing. We'll stay together, won't we? Say we'll always stay together. You'll never leave me.
Gently, son, gently. Only beasts of burden.
Don't expect too much from labouring folk.
I'm not asking you, Perkins, I'm telling you. I want him out on field 7 tomorrow with a 2-horse hitch.
He's not ready yet. He's a moody little bugger, Mr. Grunage. You don't know when you've got him. It will go to his head.
I've got to get as much ploughing done as I can before the rain comes. Have you heard the weather forecast? Storms and more storms. By the end of next week, field 7 will be a bog.
Well, God help the poor horses, I say.
Give people credit for learning, Perkins. Aren't you two hitting it off anymore?
He's not with the rest of us. Lives in his own world, daydreaming. Talks in his sleep, he thrashes about. I've been thinking of asking to share with someone else.
Well, I'd take that as an admission of failure, if I were you. Perseverance conquers, Perkins. Not grumbling and grinding when things get difficult. I'm putting you up to third wagoner, as from Monday.
Because of him? I don't want to get the leg up because of him. I want it on my own merit. You're bribing me, Mr. Grunage. Me pride won't let me take it.
It's not such a big thing, being third wagoner. Take the money, Perkins, and stop being such a twerp.
If he ever found out that you bribed me to stick it out with him, I'd go mad.
We all have a soft spot for something. With some it's drink, with others it's women. With me, it's the orphans of the plough. Spend your money wisely.
Good news for you, Harold.
What's that?
Promotion.
Ah, oh, don't be daft.
A friend of yours has just been made third wagoner. How about that?
Oh, so you've been promoted. We don't deserve it.
Merit, Grunage said. Pure merit. Doing well. Even with you round my neck.
And you do deserve a medal for that, I've no doubt.
Aye. Right, they take a 2-horse hitch and plough field 7 tomorrow to a depth of 10 inches. Get all them up under. Left to right from the gate. Take Robin and Duster.
He's letting me out on my own. I thought it'd be about 6 months before I had another chance. Can I take my... Bonnie and Fred?
I've told you which horses you can have. Robin and Duster. I'm using your favourites tomorrow, if there's anything left after you've finished brushing them down.
You're doing that to spite me.
That's right. Don't get too close to dumb animals, Harold. They don't understand.
They do.
See where you got yourself. Go to church, Harold. Ask someone for help.
If I say so, they won't work for you. All I've got to do is whisper in their ears. Don't pull for Joe Perkins and they won't.
You're going mad, Harold.
But I'll give you 5 shillings if you let me take Bonnie and Fred out tomorrow.
You haven't got 5 shillings.
Well, I will have come next May. Well, when I get paid, I'll give it to you.
It's more than a week's wages to you.
I'll take it.
I couldn't. Have the bloody horses. What's the difference to me?
Now, I've got to get this perfect, Mum and Dad. Straight furrows. Every inch turned and no muck left on the surface. No wandering to one side now. Help me. I've got to show Grunage what I can do. Gee up! Cutting, not ripping and tearing. Ooh. No great stones in this field, please, God. I'm the man who makes the grass disappear. Folding it in. Tucking up the turf. Feet steady. Keep to the pattern. Leave no part of the land untouched. All the green has to go, Mum and Dad. All the green has to go.
They were all at some dinner or other, Harold, you know. A few brandies afterwards. Bit of bragging about his farm and his horses and his turnover. And then they got on to ploughing. And our owner, bless his heart, spoke up and said he had the best ploughboy in the district. Ooh. And he'd back him to beat anyone under the age of 18 in a match. Drunk as he was, he bet 5 guineas on you.
I should have made it 10.
Harold, you're only 16, son. There are lads on the other farms who've had 2 more years ploughing than you have for an under-18 match. Be circumspect in your boasting. Be humble, even.
When's the match?
Saturday morning.
Whose land?
Johnson's. I reckon I know which one he'll choose. It's on a fair slope, and the clay's thicker at the bottom than the top. His ploughboy will have worked on it before.
Have we got a field anything like it I could practice on?
Near enough.
And does it need ploughing before Saturday?
Strange you should mention that. Bunny and Fred.
We do it blindfold. All I do is hang on the back.
Gentlemen, I won't keep you waiting. My decision, after looking at that field and the various bits of ploughing by your boys, is that plot 4 was by far superior. I don't know who did plot 4, but all I can say is I wish he was working for me.
That's 30 guineas the owner's won on you, Harold. He's very pleased.
So he should be.
They want to see you in there. And don't be too bold, son. The owner will give a guinea or even 2. Take it with a smile and thank him.
He should be thanking me.
That's not how it works, Harold.
I'm very proud of you. Terrific display. Here's a guinea for you, boy. What's your name again?
Harold, sir. And thank you for the 1 guinea, sir.
Harold is my champion. Watch out for him at the big show.
Would you like that? A crack at the subtle ploughing match?
Well, if it's worth me while.
It is if you win.
How much do I get?
£5, the first prize. Another couple from the owner, if you remember your manners. That's half a year's wages at one hit. And then, Harold, there's the glory. Now, you better get out and walk those horses home before the bobby catches you drinking.
Oh, there's nothing to be. It has no effect on me at all.
Well, the rest of us are only human. It makes me quite cheerful after a dozen pints or so. Get out of here, you beginning brat. The men are going to celebrate your victory.
I told you we'd win, Mum and Dad. Well, it was no contest, really. We're a good team and no one can beat that.
Hey, you did it, Harold. What do you say to the man who taught you everything you know? I had to work so I couldn't watch you, but they told me how great you were. Wipe the floor with them all.
Boss gave me a guinea, the mean old bugger.
Hey, that's not bad.
But I won him 30.
There's a letter for you. I left it on the bed.
A letter?
Yes, a real letter. On paper, with a stamp.
Oh, do us a favour, Joe. Walk Mum and Dad home for me and lend us your bike.
Walk who home?
Oh, come on, please. I want to read me a letter.
Mum and Dad, is it? I get you. All right, Harold. But I expect you to treat me for this.
Oh, I will. I will. It'll be Mum's tracked me down. I knew she would. Ooh, wait till I tell her about today. Oh, and it won't half be one in the eye for Dad. Corey looks stupid when he finds out I'm winning. It's not my Mum's handwriting. Mind you, I've forgotten what it ever looked like. Dear Harold Ransom, as I promised to let you know if I heard anything that could help you find your mother and your father,
I am writing to say that Mr. Ransom is working at Egmonton for a man called Rice, who employs him as a gardener at his private home. This is reliable information, as I got it from the pit office, who had to follow him through because of his insurance stamps. I hope this is useful. There is no news of your mother. Yours sincerely, Thomas Yates.
Egmonton. It's only a couple of miles from here. And what's he done with me Mum?
So who's the letter from?
Oh, a girl you snuck around with.
You must have started early. Love letters from women at your age. Well, what did you do that they remember you so kindly?
Childhood sweetheart.
Childhood? Ages ago with you, Harold. Sometimes you think you've overtaken me in years. I've never had a letter from a woman. You had a man signed that girl who wrote to you. But then people in a pit village can't tell the difference between men and women, can they? Everyone's covered in coal dust.
For entering me for the Southern ploughing match.
Well, I expect they'll ask me to go in as well. In the senior class, of course.
I won't mind taking on the over-18s. I won't mind taking anyone on.
You won't get the blue rosette for modesty, Harold, that's for sure. Here, Bonnie needs a shoe.
Oh, tell the wagoner.
Or is it Mum needs a shoe?
Oi.
It's all right, Harold. I won't tell on you.
Hey, you want any ploughing lessons, let me know.
Cheeky little beggar.
Hello, Dad.
What are you doing here?
I work at Laxton. It's not far away.
You've grown. How'd you get over here?
I walked over.
Some have time to walk.
Why did you leave the pit?
Mr. Rice doesn't like gossiping. If I'm working, I'm working.
I went back to the house.
Still standing, is it?
There's someone called Yates living there now.
Keep him fit, are you? You seem all right.
What happened after I'd left? I'm sorry I went like that.
You'd had enough. You flew the nest, that's all.
But you and Mum, I didn't know you'd break up.
That's nothing to do with you.
But I'm your child. I'm both his child.
Are you still a child? Is that what's standing in front of me, a child? Doesn't look like one.
I didn't want to lose touch.
Did you walk all that way to watch me raking gravel in the rich man's drive? Is that worth it?
I've missed you both.
That won't help any of us now. You'll just have to manage as best you can. Nobody should expect too much from the parents.
I only wanted to see you.
Well, here I am. Have you got what you wanted?
But I haven't seen you for over 2 years.
Is that something to complain about?
Where's Mum? Where's she got to?
Mr. Rice is watching us through window. That's all he's got to do with himself.
Well, I'll wait for you when you've finished.
You'll have a long wait.
But there's a lot to talk about.
There's nothing to talk about. I don't know where your mother is.
Ransom! Who's that with you? Is he looking for work? Come here, boy!
Get off with you. You're getting me into bother.
I'll wait in the road.
You won't. Wait behind the last cottage on the left as you go out towards Curtin. But don't go in.
Hey,
What are you doing hanging round here, young man?
I'm waiting for someone.
Who are you waiting for?
For me dad.
What's his name?
Same as mine.
Is your name Ransom?
How did you guess?
Your manners are like his. You might as well come inside.
You must know him, what he's like. Why should it surprise you? He never talks about people if he can help it.
Well, he's never mentioned me. He's never said he had a son.
No. Oh, don't feel put out. He never mentions anybody.
I bet he mentions me mum.
Her least of all. Which he might expect under the circumstances.
What do you live with him for?
He's someone to have around.
But he's married to me mum.
She walked out, not him. If I thought he had a heart, I'd say she broke it for him.
How did you meet him?
He was doing part-time gardening at the house where I was the cook. I had to feed him. He came into the kitchen every day he was there. I suppose I got used to looking after him.
Do you like living with him?
It's better than being on my own.
Does he know where my mum is? I've asked him, and he says he doesn't, but he could be lying.
Your father speaks so seldom, he'd never bother to waste words on a lie. He was waiting round the back. I invited him in when I found out who he was. Do you want your tea?
He's my son. His name's Harold.
Oh, I didn't know his name was Harold.
He's out at Laxton. Can you give him some tea as well?
Yes. I'll get it now.
What are you doing out at Laxton?
Ploughing.
Ploughing? Mm. Oh. I sometimes wondered what you get up to.
Yeah. I've just won a ploughing match. I was competing with five others.
How far is it to walk?
Well, if you plough an acre, you've got to walk about 11 miles.
I mean, how far from Laxton?
Oh, I don't know. It's about an hour on foot. I'm being entered for the Southall ploughing match. The foreman says I might get sponsors interested if I win. And I could go on and get big money.
Do they treat you right?
Well, I could make £7 at one match if I win.
I said, do they treat you right? Do you get decent wages? Is it a good job where you work?
It's not bad.
Do you like meat pie, Harold?
Well, I won't stay for my tea. It's a long walk back, and I've got to shut up the chickens.
No, don't go. It'll be on the table in a minute.
No, I must. Dan, have you got me granny's address in Rotherham?
Your mother's not there. I tried.
Yeah. Well, what was all that about?
It's a bit of history. If he comes again, don't serve him pie.
I thought we were getting on all right. I'd like to see him again. He looks like you.
Yeah, that's something for him to worry about, not for us.
I've often wondered why we had to move up here.
I'll have my tea now. That's all right.
Why don't you tell the lad that you care about him? Tell me and all while you're at it. Do you have to be so secretive?
Don't interfere, Valerie. He's my son, not thine.
Oh, who needs telling? Being with you two in the same room is like watching a couple of goldfish in a bowl.
14 Anderson Street, Dundee, 25th of April, 1931. Dear Harold, I am very sorry that it has taken me so long to write to you.
But I did not know where you were until your father sent a letter to your gran for her to forward to me. I have been up here in Scotland for over 2 years now, working in a commercial hotel. It is not a bad job, except that the hours are long and I spend a lot of time on my feet. One day I will come down for a visit and you can show me round the farm. I never expected you to end up in that line, I must say.
Hello, Dad. I've been waiting for you. Oh, I kept out of Mr. Rice's way. He didn't see me. I've had a letter from Mum. She says she's coming down for a visit.
Is that your bag?
No, I borrowed it.
So you take good care of it, then?
Mum's in Scotland. Why did she go up there?
I don't want to know.
But you wrote to her.
Yeah, but I didn't know where she was. I just reckoned your granny would. I don't want to know where your mother is. And she doesn't want me to know. So now I've been told it's Scotland. We'll leave it at Scotland. It's a big enough place.
What if she comes down?
Don't bring her over here.
I've been entered officially for the Southall ploughing match. Perhaps you'll come and watch me.
There's no fun in watching other men work.
Mr. Grunnage thinks I'm in with a chance. All the big firms will be there. They'll be looking for people to sponsor. Cooks of Lincoln, Ransom Sims and Jeffries of Ipswich. Best ploughs you can get. It's the same name as us, isn't it, Ransoms? That's strange. Our owner's given me 2 days off. He's putting me up in a boarding house. It's all paid. I'll say you'll come with me.
What for?
So you can see that I'm getting on. That I'm good at something.
You're bloody good at talking, I'll say that for you.
Can I come back home with you? Or will your friend mind?
I'd rather you didn't.
Why?
That's none of your business.
I've done a day's work and I've got myself over here to see you.
Yeah, without being asked.
Look, I can see my own father if I want.
Well, now you've seen me. What do you find? I'm tired, Harold. I want to be quiet, so don't torment me. Get on your bike and go back to Laxton. Come over next Sunday for your dinner, if you like.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I will. And the flying match is in 2 weeks' time.
Scotland, eh? About as far as she could get.
Got to make you beautiful for tomorrow, Mum and Dad. Everyone will be looking at you.
Well, how are you doing, Harold, eh?
Oh, I'm just bedding him down, Mr. Grunnage.
We're running that stallion close, you know.
Oh, he's all right.
We're into the season. I shouldn't have let you take him with the mare. Could ruin your chances if he starts to play up.
Oh, he won't. He's as firm as a rock.
You won't stop him if he gets the idea into his head. I don't want us looking fools in front of all Southall.
I feel lucky, Mr. Grunnage. I don't think we'll have any trouble.
Get a good night's sleep, eh? No sloping off to the alehouse. Oh, come to think of it, I'll get you some whiskey to do the coats with in the morning. Make some shine, Harold. I love that. 2 shining horses and a shining plough. Is your father coming to watch?
Well, he said he'd try. It's the bloke he works for, Mr. Rice. He said he's not likely to give him time off.
That's a pity. You should have mentioned it to me. I know Mr. Rice. He's only an old solicitor from Newark. I've done business with him before he retired.
Well, he's an hard taskmaster, so my dad says. And he's back all the time. He wants his pound of flesh.
Well, doesn't sound like the man I know, but I'll take your word for it. Now, don't be long out of bed, will you? Good night.
Good night. Now, you won't let me down tomorrow, will you, Dad? No nonsense, no being carried away or biting or kicking. Just side by side with Mum, together.
And on plot 9, Harold Ransom of Laxton Common, with a pair of shires, Bonnie and Fred.
Small wheel set for 45 degrees. Coulter and share a penny's width apart. No slack in the reins. Everything's firm. We're ready, Mum and Dad. Gee up! We're well set in. Open the rig out. Turn. Close the rig. Keeping the line. Always keeping the line.
Don't ask me how he does it. He's a bad-tempered, awkward little beggar, is our Harold. Very stiff-necked, Mr. Manley. But if you want to sell ploughs for your company, take Harold on and sponsor him.
Will he win today?
Watch him. He's only been up and down the plot 4 times, and it looks as though he's drawn those furrows with a ruler. When he's finished, it'll look like a geometry exercise. I've never seen such regular, even ploughing.
He must have been well taught by someone.
No, the man he spent most of his time with will struggle all his life to get halfway to Harold's standard.
What's he got, then? Is it temperament? Doesn't sound like it. Strong wrists? Or does he just like staring at horses' backsides?
It's the place where he loses himself.
Keep looking at her, Dad. Oh, I should have put those blinkers on you both. Put your head down, Dad.
Your stallion is starting to act up. Left it a bit late to have him hitched to a mare, haven't you?
That's Harold's team. Defying nature is natural to him.
They'll run away with him if he's not careful.
I don't think so. The plough is what matters, and it's cutting perfect seams in perfect shapes, no matter what's going on ahead of him. Harold has his hand on all the vibrations.
Don't keep banging into here with your shoulder, you stupid bloody brute. If you bite her, I'll whip you with these reins until you bleed.
Hit me, son. Go on, hit me. But it won't stop me doing anything I want.
I have to spend a lot of time on my feet.
Time for me to hurt her, Harold. And you can't do anything about it.
So long to ride to you. So long to ride.
Quieten down. Quieten down.
Keep the job, Harold. You've got it like lines in an exercise book. Watch out for Fred, though. He's getting nasty.
I've got him well in hand, Mr. Grunage. You won't get away from me.
I want to introduce you to Mr. Manley, who's chief salesman for Ransom, Sims and Jeffries of Ipswich. He'd like a word with him.
Congratulations, Harold. That's as good as I've seen for a long time. You came out a worthy winner.
Harold, straighten up now and talk to the gentleman.
We must get the horses separated, Mr. Grunage. He's going to kick the stable down.
Don't you worry. I'll deal with the horses. Have a talk to Mr. Manley. And remember, he's offering you some help you could do with.
Oh, those two have nearly hung my arms out of their sockets. I'm aching all over. He'd have bitten her in half if I'd have let him, the sod.
I don't know how you control them. Come on, we'll have a drink somewhere. Mr. Grunage can catch up with us later.
Lemonade only for him. He's under 18, remember?
It's the All England Under 18 Ploughing Championships I want to discuss with him. So, lemonade it will be.
I'm looking for Mrs. Ransom.
What's her first name?
Vera.
What do you want her for?
I'm a son.
We're in the middle of doing lunch at the moment. She can't be spared.
But I've come all the way from Newark on a train to see her.
Go and amuse yourself till 4:30 when she gets a break. You'll find her out the back with the rest, getting a breath of fresh air.
Oh, don't tell her I'm here. I want it to be a surprise.
Oh, she'll be ready for a surprise by then. Go on, you're in the way.
Mum?
Harold! How did you get here?
I came on the train.
This is my son, Harold.
We've met.
You're smoking, Mum. You didn't used to.
Come on. We'll go for a walk.
Back here for 5, Vera. Oh,
shut up, will you?
I hardly recognised you. You've lost a lot of weight.
It's the Scottish way of working, Harold. You run everyone into the ground.
Do you mind me coming?
I was coming down to see you in a month or so, when I'd got some money together.
Well, I could give you some money if you like.
Well off now, are you? How did you get rich?
Oh, I'm not rich, but I save. I won a couple of ploughing competitions, and I got £7 for the last one.
Ploughing competitions? What are you doing in ploughing competitions? Doesn't sound like my Harold. Baking pies, perhaps. You got me letter, then?
Yeah. I didn't write back because I couldn't sort out what to say.
That's a bit too like your father for comfort.
I look like him, don't I?
More and more.
A man should look more like his dad than his mum, surely.
Oh, aye.
When are you coming down to see us, then?
I'm seeing you now, aren't I?
Well, you could see Dad as well. He lives only a couple of miles away from the farm where I work.
How is he?
Well, he's got a job as a gardener.
At least that's something he can do. Better than hanging around the pit doing half jobs.
When are you coming down, then?
Well, I'll have to think about that.
Can you make it September?
Why September?
Well, I competed in the All England ploughing match at Lincoln. Well, you could come and watch me win.
Oh, so you're going to win, are you? You know that already?
Only the under-18 section. They won't let me take on the seniors.
Oh, I bet they're relieved to hear that. You're very cocky these days.
You could come and live near Laxton. I could stay with you and give you me wages for the housekeeping. Well, there's lots of cottages vacant.
But you're on your own now, Harold. You don't want to be living with your mother at your age.
We could meet Dad now and then.
I'll try and come down for a week in September. Do you know the date of this ploughing thing?
Oh, yeah, it's the 10th. But come down on the 9th so we can travel to Lincoln together. They'll put you up if I ask them.
Who's they?
Well, my sponsors. They're a big farming machinery manufacturers. Ransom, Sims and Jeffries. They'd do anything for me. Well, the championship's on September the 10th at Lincoln. Well, if you ask Mr. Rice now, give him some notice, he'll let you have a couple of days off work.
Will he now? You seem to know a lot about the way his mind works.
Well, our foreman knows him. He says he's not a bad sort.
Your foreman doesn't work for him.
Oh, ask the old misery if you can go. It'll do you good. We can have a holiday. I'd like to go to Lincoln.
Oh, well, I was meaning that Dad could come with me and stay in the boarding house. Well, my sponsor would gladly pay for him, but I don't think they'd run to two of you.
Well, I could pay for myself.
If you knew that you weren't my mother, I mean...
Oh, I see.
Well, it would be my big day, Dad.
Sounds like it. Have you heard from your mother?
Oh, no. I'll write to her sometime.
Well, Harold, you can have the bed to yourself now. I'm leaving. If they take a new boy on now, you're fourth wagoner. I suggest you tell Brunage you got some terrible skin disease or something so you can sleep by yourself. Since you and I shared that bed, I never had more than 3 hours proper sleep in a night.
What are you going to do with yourself, Joe?
Well, it won't be farming. I thought about joining the army.
Well, doing what?
Anything, as long as it's nothing to do with horses. Ride a motorbike. Drive a lorry, I don't care. I'm fed up with this kind of life. This place is behind the times.
Well, Grunage is getting a tractor next year.
He's been saying that ever since I came to Lexton. He's not a tractor man, he's too old. Tractors are part of the future. That's why you're wasting your time with these ploughing competitions. It's from a bygone age, all that stuff. You're playing games.
Well, you'd have got interested if you'd have been good enough.
What? Put all that time and energy into something as simple as ploughing. Talking to horses. Listen, Harold. The daftest bloke alive can plough. Anyone can plough. It's simple.
Why couldn't you do it as well as I could, then?
That wasn't worth it. Mum and Dad. What was all that about? Calling a couple of stupid horses your mum and Dad?
Look, I don't do that anymore. I was just playing. It was because I was young. Look, you never told anyone, did you?
Hey, I said I wouldn't, didn't I?
Well, do you want to know if I win or not in September?
It'll be all over the papers, I expect. Front page headlines. Our Harold does it again. Send us a postcard.
Where to?
Care of the Dole office. Ta-ra!
This is it then, Harold. There's your plot. You've set your plough. All you have to do is win. Second nature to you now, I think, isn't it?
Thought my mum and dad would be here to watch me.
I know, son. You must be disappointed, but I expect they're busy. I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, well, you're not family.
Near enough.
I wanted them to be here. I don't know who I'm doing this for, Mr. Grunage.
I could say the pride and the glory. I could say Ransom, Sims and Jeffries. I could say our farm, our owner, bless him. I could say me. But it must be for thee, son. You've mastered something. Show them.
I'll never forgive them for this. Even if I win, and I will, by God I will, I'll not speak to those two again so long as I live. Gee-up!
What standard of production have we got for Plough Monday, then? Have you got your lines learnt?
We're struggling with them, Mr. Grunage. Harold keeps forgetting.
Which part are you playing, Harold?
Well, I wanted to do St. George, but they've got me on the doctor.
Old Et Essum Squokum. I did him a few times. Doctor, doctor, £5 for a doctor. I'll give you 10 to stay away.
You can do it if you like.
I'm too old to go pulling a plough around. There's snow on the way, according to the fella on the weather forecast. When are you going to go with your play?
Oh, all round here. Harold says we might try Egmonton. Uh-huh. Depends how well we do. If no one lets us in to do it, we might get fed up and go down the pub.
No, you must take your play out on Plough Monday. It's always been done. New Year wouldn't be the same without it. Plenty of folk will let you in and be open-handed.
Good master and good mistress, as you sit by the fire, pray think of us poor plough lads.
that plough through mud and mire. We're not the London actors that act upon the stage. We're just the country plough lads that plough for little wage. We've done our best that best can do, and best can do no more. We wish you all good night, good luck, and another happy year.
Well spoken, lads! Brandy is the only reward for such artistry. I've never heard that play done better, even by Henry Irving.
Tonight we'll merry, merry be. Tomorrow we'll be sober.
That's a private house, Harold, not a farm. We're only supposed to go round the farm.
It's a big enough house, isn't it? This farm's all around. We'll get the plough out of the back of the cart and we'll knock the old bugger up.
Oh, I don't think we should. I mean, if he's not a farmer, well, he won't know what we're doing.
The rule is, if anyone turns us down, then they won't let us perform in their house, and they won't give us a few bob and a bite to eat and a beer, he pays a forfeit.
Oh.
Anybody, not just farmers, anybody. Well, I know this Mr. Rice who lives here, and he has people tilling his land. I know that, and I'll sort him out. Oh, come on, Rice, open the bloody door.
Yes? What do you want?
We've come to do our little play. Let us in.
And who is we, may I ask?
We're ploughboys from Laxton. It's Plough Monday today, in case you hadn't noticed.
No, I hadn't, and I must say I don't like your tone.
I couldn't care less, you tight-assed old bastard.
I think you'd better go, you're drunk.
You're turning us down? You won't let us in to do our little play?
Certainly not. Now get off my property.
Right. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, come on, Harold. We don't need to make him pay a forfeit. He's not one of us.
He threw me out. He broke the rule. Now get everyone in those traces. But you lot are going to be my horses.
Eh? Wow. What are you going to do?
Well, plough up his bloody lawn.
But he'll see us.
Not in snow this thick, he won't. And I don't make a lot of noise when I plough. That's one thing you learn when you're All England champion. You don't make much noise. You just do it.
How are we getting on, Harold?
He had us all left, that's all.
You've made a neat job of it.
Oh, it's coming over like roast beef off a knife. We'll stack all the turves against his front door so when he opens it in the morning, he'll get the lot falling on him.
Hell, Harold, that's going too far. I mean, he'll have the bobby onto us.
Plough boys never get done for Plough Monday forfeits round here. And Rice is an off-comer anyway. No one will listen to him.
Oh, when did you dream this up?
It just came into me head. Get working. Oh, come on, Rice. Shift yourself. I'm freezing out here. Oh, what a night. What a night.
I told you to go away.
Well, I thought as I'd tried the front door first time, I'd come round the back and see if I had any better luck. Here's a good play we've got for you. The best actors for miles around. Well, we want is £10 and a bottle of brandy.
Yeah.
No, make that too.
I'm going to call the police.
I'm your gardener's son.
Thought I'd seen you before.
Harold Ransom, son of George Ransom, not so you'd notice. I expect you'll have to fire him now, won't you?
Step inside for a moment.
Not likely.
Have you seen your father lately?
No, I never see him. Well, he's lost his job now, hasn't he? I've stopped him, like he stopped me. I hate him, Mr. Rice.
Your father doesn't work here anymore. He left my employment at the end of September to go to Scotland.
Scotland?
We'll forget all about tonight. I can see you're upset. I think you should get back home now. Good night.
Scotland?
In comes I, the ploughman. Don't you see my whip in hand? As I go forth to plough the land, to turn it downside up. Straight I go from end to end, I scarcely make a bulk or bend. Then to my horses I attend, with gee, wall, back and arm.
It wasn't all that bad, Scotland. I could go mining now of my own accord. Live close by, but not too close. But we're close enough to call in. They'd be glad to see me. Yes. I'll go to Scotland.
In Ploughboy Monday, Harold was played by Jason Littler, George by Geoffrey Hinsliffe, and Vera by Judith Barker. Gabriel Paul Gowan was Perkins, Geoffrey Banks, Grunage, and Colin Meredith, Stan. Leslie Nicol was Valerie, Malcolm Hebden, Rice, and Ruth Holden, the cook. Yates was played by James Tomlinson, Manley by Paul Webster, and the match judge by Randall Hurley. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Ploughboy Monday was written by David Pownall and directed in Manchester by Alfred Bradley. One of Radio 4's major contributions to the D.H. Lawrence centenary celebrations this year